Now, lots of things happening across the Hunter at the moment in the innovation space, which is always good that the Hunter is on the cusp of moving forward and taking charge of the future, I guess. Talking with us about innovation for the Hunter at the moment from the University of Newcastle is Pro Vice Chancellor for Industry, Engagement and Innovation. It's Professor Sarah Pearson. Good morning, Sarah. I guess, firstly, what is the state of innovation right here in the Hunter? Where are we up to?
I think you can be really excited and proud of the Hunter. I've only been here, a couple of months now, but have been really, really thrilled to see how much innovation activity there is going on. If you think about what you need for an active innovation ecosystem, obviously you need a university of excellence, and University of Newcastle certainly is that. So that's great to have that at the heart of what's happening in the Hunter. We recently, I think, joined the top 1% in the world, so that's good. Then you need people around that are helping to commercialize or take those ideas and that knowledge and build businesses out of it. And for that, you need a whole load of infrastructure. So you need innovation hubs, you need mentors, so experienced people who know how to take a business to market, you need investors. And all of that is coming into play in the Hunter region. There's all these groups that are wanting to work together and build the whole cohesive innovation ecosystem. So you've got the hubs that we've got at Newcastle University, so 376 on Hunter Street, plus a few others. But then you've got others such as 1804, which is dedicated to clean energy future tech. And then you've also got the Hunter Angels, so you've got the angel networks that are out there wanting to invest in the startup side of things. And you've also got some big businesses that want to collaborate with the university and the startup base to take some of those ideas to market. So there's a lot of great stuff happening in the Hunter region, Mark.
Sarah, what do you think's driving it at the moment?
I think, I've been back in Australia for about 7 years, and 7 years ago I was concerned because my experience in America and the UK was that it was the economies there were really seeing it was a driver for their success. And I'd say that 7 years ago Australia didn't really have that mindset. In the last 4 years, that's changed a lot, and certainly in the last 2 years, Malcolm Turnbull's statement about the innovation agenda has really accelerated what Australia is doing. And the main reason is because if we don't, we won't have an economy. We've been incredibly fortunate for the last 25 years to have 25 years without, major recessions, so we missed a number of them. But still, there's a certain disruption coming around the corner, and a lot of it we're seeing already. I mean, look at all the companies that are being shut down around Australia. One of the reasons is because of global competition, and that the basis of that global competition is innovation. So Australia has really realised that we need to do this.
Yeah, we have dodged quite a few bullets, but as you said, things starting to close down, and it is a case of looking to the future and being ahead of the curve, what is the next thing that we can take advantage of so we can have as many people working as we can. Looking ahead to the future, from what you're seeing, I guess perhaps, Sarah, from your experiences around the world and now here in the Hunter, where does the future lead in this space?
Well, I think technology obviously takes some of the lead, so you can see how technology is transforming the world, and obviously the web, the World Wide Web, had a big part to play in that. And if you think about now the sorts of companies that you can set up without having to fork out lots of capital expenditure, so, whatever you think of companies like Uber or Airbnb, they are transforming the way that we travel and stay places. And the World Wide Web was something that made that happen. What we're also seeing now is this world of connectivity. So, people realizing they can share things. So the sharing economy really, I think, is changing the way that we live and the way that we work. So that's making it possible for people to jump into that entity, into that area and sector and grow businesses without actually having to spend a lot of money. So that's something new. And the other side of technology, I think there's the Internet of Things. When you think about how having sensors placed strategically around the city, for instance, to build a smart city so that there's no, you don't have the clogging up of traffic, and so that lights go on when you need them to, and it's easy to find a park, those sorts of technologies are really going to transform the way that we live as well as the businesses that we grow.
If we can solve getting a park for everybody, I think we're miles in front of the rest of the world and us here as well. But you've only been here a couple of months, Sarah. You're liking the Hunter so far?
I absolutely love the Hunter. I was telling someone the other day how amazingly welcoming people are here. It took me probably a lot longer in other places I've lived to feel like a part of the place, but I've been very welcome here. So a big thank you to everybody for being so welcoming.
Yeah, we do know that is one of the hallmarks of living in the Hunter. So glad to have you with us and glad that you've been able to report some great things in the innovation space, Sarah. Thank you.
A pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
Professor Sarah Pearson talking about the fantastic state of innovation here in the Hunter, which is some good news. Looking towards the future, it's 26 past 11 at 2 in URFM.